This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Each dose of Berkeley Life delivers the bioactive nutrients found in nitrate-rich plant-based diets to enhance our body's production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in our cardiovascular health, which was brought to prominence when it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally, requiring intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 5 ounces of spinach and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffmanstore.com. for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This podcast is about a subject that is really near and dear to my heart. It's a very important subject. It has to do with CBD. CBD, I believe, is really the nutritional supplement, perhaps, of the decade, because it is so versatile and so revolutionary. Today, we're going to talk to an expert, Stuart Tomk. He's Vice President of Human Nutrition for CV Sciences, Inc. And, you know, I have to say that is the company that I currently recommend. We'll go into how to determine among the welter of CBD products available, which products are suitable for you. There literally is a gold rush going on in this industry, products are of variable quality. But I've had a lot of success personally with family members, with patients using CV Sciences products, plus CBDOil.com is their website. Stuart, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Doctor. It's really a pleasure, and what an exciting topic to get to discuss this unfolding of cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system.
Indeed. And you are fresh back from Expo East Natural Products Convention in Baltimore this month. And, just as in previous expos, you know, what things that were all the rage in the past, gluten-free products, you know, that was like all the rage. Mm. I mean, there were like 400 booths offering various gluten-free products. I bet you the biggest sensation at Expo East was CBD. Am I all right? I wasn't there, but I can imagine.
No, you're right. No, this was the year that the breakout became clear. I mean, this is the year that Nestle got into the game, and Barleans, and many of the legacy brands, and even on the professional side, Thorn, and every big name is now entering the space, as CV Sciences had predicted. So this is where the first mover advantage may give us a real advantage. And it was very exciting because so many of the people in the industry are my friends. To go from booth to booth, like my former sales manager at Nordic Naturals is now in the hemp CBD space. People, Carl Germano, who you know,
yes,
who's been around forever.
Yes.
He wrote a book recently and had Raphael Mishulam and Dr. Mercola write introductions. And it's like everybody in the universe is getting into the space in one way or another, which means there's a lot to talk about. And that makes the nuance where my expertise comes in. It makes it more fun because we're less concerned about doing something illicit and we're more focused on what we're actually studying.
Well, absolutely. And the science is there, and not just the theoretical science, but, experientially. I just can't tell you how excited some of my patients are. I just saw a patient yesterday in the office. It wasn't her visit. She brought her mother in for something. And, I just said parenthetically at the end of her mother's visit, how are you doing? Because I had recommended that she take CV Sciences gold caps. as a way of treating some of her, you know, bothersome symptoms. And wow, she was smiling. She said, you know, and I didn't expect it because she's been a really challenging patient. She really had a great response. So bring us up to date on some of the latest scientific studies. You know, there are a couple you sent along to me, and I found them fascinating. One is cannabidiol in the treatment of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Boy, you know, talk about a challenging condition. I mean, you don't pick like easy, you know, that's not little mild day-to-day aggravation or anxiety. That's a devastating condition.
Well, now we're entering really exciting territory, and because you had mentioned it, and I want to expand on it, that little gold soft gel, our plus CBD oil gold formula, is our flagship product. Mm-hmm. It's for all intents and purposes like our ultimate omega.
Yep.
So all of the research going forward, the clinical research, will be done on that gold soft gel. However, the PTSD study that Dr. Hoffman is mentioning, that particular work was done using our green 25 milligram capsule. Now, mm-hmm. what's beautiful here is that the stuff is pretty interchangeable, but the precisionist in me likes to be clear that on the PTSD study, they gave one 25 milligram capsule, and Dr. Shannon, and we need to talk about his work and get him on your podcast.
Oh, lovely.
He also gave the patients the spray, you know, the 500 milligram mm-hmm. Peppermint spray.
Which tastes good.
And what he realized,
yeah.
Which that he noticed that there was something about that, you know, oral fixation, the sublingual swish and swallow, mm-hmm. that activation, that slight moderation of neurotransmission where you've got your clean burning 25 milligram CBD through the day and then little shots mm-hmm. of the liquid spray as need be. In any case, the author, Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, M-D, Scott Shannon, he's really a pioneer in this space. And I saw him at the Scripps Evidence-Based Dietary Supplement Conference. Are you familiar with that one they have out here in California, Scripps puts on?
Well, it's very prestigious, and I've never made it out there, but, you know, I know that it's really, you know, they have really the highest quality speakers there. It's not a...
Oh, no, I would let, when you get a chance, if you can come next year, I know you're busy, but if you can, it's really your West Coast counterparts, and that's why
awesome.
You know, I knew. And anyway, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I will be in San Diego. I'm going to the ACN conference, the American College of Nutrition, where I think CBD will have a presence as well. Yeah, that's a good conference.
Oh, great. Well, then we need you to come in the office and see our laboratory, meet our scientists and everything. Now, this way you can see it with your own eyes. But at the Scripps conference, I was sitting there with Don Summerfield, who's the founder of Pharmaca. And Pharmaca is a big integrative pharmacy. And Dr. Shannon's on stage. And he had some of the most simple explanation for how hemp works. And we've gotten busy, and I get busy, and I forget. And now since we're celebrating Dr. Shannon's research, let's use his analogy. And every study that we're talking about is on PubMed. Type in Scott Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-M-D, CBD, cannabidiol, anxiety. There's a big paper, PTSD. In any case, he put up a big sign, and it had a hemp field. And it said, hemp, don't smoke me, please. You know, the whole room's giggling. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to help demystify this. He said, perhaps THC and CBD have a sort of symbiotic relationship like caffeine and L-theanine, gas break, caffeine gas, L-theanine break, stimulant, anxiolytic, and perhaps we can think about CBD and THC in a similar way, mm-hmm. where the CBD is the break and THC is the gas. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm. Okay, yeah, there's something to be said for that. Unfortunately, though, the THC is responsible for some of the hallucinogenic properties that a lot of people would just as soon forego.
Well, that's why you want the break, and you might not want the gas.
Right.
And the point is understanding the targets. And he was really, you know, oversimplifying something, to your point, that is extremely complicated. The point he was making was that they are separate and different. Structure determines function. And so I ran up to him. Don Summerfield said to me, do you know this doctor? I said, I don't, but I will. And I ran up to him, introduced myself. And the first open, or case report, rather, that we published was called Cannabidiol Oil for Decreasing the Addictive Use of Marijuana, a case report.
Wow.
How cute is that?
Wow.
So listen to this. So
I mean, what that does is it sort of gives the lie to the notion that this is something illicit, that it's a gateway drug, that you'll be smoking pot, you know. It's kind of the opposite. It's
well, that's
like,
why we did it.
Yeah.
That way, you get it, because we wanted to show if THC gives you the munchies and CBD tells you that you're satisfied.
That is absolutely, excuse me, let me just interject. That's absolutely the case. We've had so many patients report, and this is without me prompting them, they say, oh, when I take the CBD, I don't have the food cravings that I usually get. I would eat to sort of deal with my anxiety. You sent me samples, you know, so that we could try it out with patients. And, you know, I actually tried it out with a family member who has a very demanding job and, you know, also is raising a three-year-old, has a two-hour commute. He's a CFO. He's got a lot of stress. So I said, here, you know, try this. His latest comment to me, it's changed my life. And I said, what's the difference? He says, well, it's not like I don't have any anxiety. He says, I have about 40% of what I once had. But the other thing that he remarks on is he doesn't crave food to the extent that he did in the past. And I thought, whoa, how paradoxical. Pot gives you the munchies. CBD is a component of hemp, and that's, you know, a related compound. It actually, and the studies substantiate what you're saying, Stuart. The studies say
we have a randomized control trial in healthy human subjects where one of the main findings was that it reduced appetite, improved quality, quantity of sleep, and pleasure of life. And for that anxious executive that you were talking about, or mm-hmm. anxious person,
yeah.
listen to this breaking news from the International Cannabinoid Research Symposium. The newest is that people that have mutations in the gene that degrades the endocannabinoids. I'll say it again. Gene mutations in the enzymes that degrade your body's marijuana-like compounds. What we're finding is very, very anxious, stressed out people have these FA gene mutations.
Mm-hmm.
Now those kind of
and
people
they can be obtained from a saliva sample. You can do a genetic profiling and you can actually perhaps learn about whether someone is more or less likely to respond to the CBD, correct?
Yes. And yes, yes. And so the future of this is noticing that what CBD does, different than THC, now that we're further down the rabbit hole, CBD deactivates FA, allowing the endocannabinoids more time to confer with their targets that help you rest and digest and stop the fight and flight as much. So when you think of the system, the ECS, if it regulates metabolism and free radical production, you're talking about someone that's the air traffic controller. If the immune system is mobile, who's going to understand where everything has to go? That's what the endocannabinoid system is there for. Now we understand that more. We can better appreciate here different products, different cannabinoids, different ratios, different terpenes do different things in different people at different times based on different SNPs. And that's why I love your show. Because you can't really say that in many other places, because it sounds like we're trying to confuse you. No, we're not. This is an N of one, and we're learning a lot more, and you're seeing some people don't respond, and some people respond vigorously, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Look, we don't want to advertise this as a panacea. But it is something that has tremendous potential. You know, and I'll point out that, in fact, because of some irresponsible manufacturers. And you know, like I say, there is a gold rush here. There are a lot of companies making stuff. There's a lot of companies making very dangerous vaping solutions with God knows what additives in them. And, you know, the one thing about CB Science is you guys are very rigorous about making responsible claims, about supporting research that's legitimate. I have a headline here, FTC to companies stop making extreme health claims about CBD. Claims like, you know, it cures ALS. I mean, I see here one of the companies, it can cure AIDS. There's a laundry list, cancer, schizophrenia, you name it. And while they're promising studies that suggest that, yeah, it exerts good effects on the immune system, it's good in, you know, various psychiatric conditions. I mean, you know, we're not talking about something that can be wielded like a cure-all.
What I liken it to because I love fish oil and fatty acids, and that's where I first met you at Nordic Naturals.
Yep.
If you're following Vascepa and Pure EPA from Amarin and the Reduce It trial and the new patent they put out on how EPA prevents oxidization of LDL, and you look at all these mechanisms of inflammation that you and I and others were talking about, and Bill Lanz and Charlie Sirhan and Joe Hiblin years ago, we were right. Fish oil, cod liver oil isn't a cure. EPA at the right concentration and the right patient population is quite remarkable. So it's everything and everything. So I love the fact that we don't oversell this, because you are right. There's only one indication that CBD is approved for, and that's treatment-resistant epilepsy. Mm-hmm. So let's be clear. Mm-hmm. That's why our randomized control trial was different. You know, when I was in this industry for years, not being a doctor, this is where people are at a disadvantage. I didn't know you can only study healthy people and use that information for marketing.
Yes.
Okay, now I like how you laugh.
Paradoxical situation, right? It's like, yeah, I mean, we have to make what are called approved claims, like supports healthy cholesterol within a normal range.
As long as you have the evidence. But I think it's good because it keeps people. Have you noticed this? I'm sure you have. Everyone wants to be you now. I'm not flattering you. Everyone thinks they're the doctor, the scientist, the PhD, the chemist, everybody. So the point is, the FDA said, look at, and they said this lovingly to the supplement people, look at you, you marketers. If you can take a healthy person and make them healthier, then you can advertise that. So in our randomized placebo-controlled double-blind study, we took 65 overweight but otherwise healthy, 32 men, 33 women, and we gave them one gold soft gel a day, and the placebo was perfect because the gold soft
just
gel
one.
Looks like a little vitamin E.
Just one.
Yeah. Just one.
It's a very
just
modest
one, because
dose.
Because it says one on the label.
Right.
Because I wanted, the one on the label is based on the toxicology work that makes it legal. Mm-hmm. So you can't say you need three, but only one is a, you see, that's a bait and switch.
Yeah.
So we did one soft gel a day, and here's what we noticed. The satiety signals are via adiponectin and leptin, and it's also blunting the ghrelin because it's very bitter, and you've got the effect of the bitters. So you've got the enhancement of GABA and 5-HT1A with serotonin, sleep quality, sleep quantity goes up, pleasure of life, and that overall endocannabinoid tone gets balanced. And who knows, is the byproduct of the fat loss more efficient metabolism if the ECS regulates metabolism and free radical production? You bet it is.
But I want to speak to that issue of dosage, because, you know, while perhaps for legal reasons or mere practical reasons, you know, you put a recommended dose on the bottle and it's one a day. For many of our patients, I say try it, because you may get a very profound effect from one a day. This is, we're talking about the gold cap, which is your most popular form.
Yeah, that's our focus now.
Right. Yeah. However, patients sometimes reach the sweet spot at 2, 4, or even 6 caps a day. At 6 caps a day, it can be, unfortunately, a more expensive proposition. But you have to play around with this. And I assure patients that, you know, you're not going to, you know, go into a coma, you know, fall asleep at the wheel, or, you know, have some catastrophic problem if you gradually go up and find out what works for you. And so that, I think, is important in our messaging about this, is that to achieve the anxiolytic properties, to get the sleep benefits, you may have to play around with dosage. Typically, I'll tell patients to try one or two at bedtime. For anxiety, I'll tell patients to perhaps take one or two again during the daytime. For my family member, he found that a relatively high dose is required. You know, he's a big guy, you know, weighs 185 pounds. He may require 4 or 6 per day to achieve the benefits that he's looking for. I mean, he's functionally works out. He's taking jujitsu classes at this time. There's nothing that's sedating about it for him.
Yeah, I want to mention that, because that's something that is important. The sedation doesn't come from the cannabinoids. It comes from the terpenoids. The terpenoids are the aromatic notes, the smell of cannabis and or hemp, and different plants produce different terpenes, and different terpenes do different things. For example, remember lavender, how relaxing lanolin is? You can smell lavender oil, and it's very relaxing. Lemon oil can be invigorating. Our product has very little, if any, of the myrcene. Myrcene is what causes the sedation,
okay,
or couch lock, mm-hmm, like they call it in California. Indica in the couch. Ours is beta-caryophyllene, which is from black pepper,
right,
which is actually a cannabinoid, a CB2
Are these
agonist.
Referred to as entourage compounds? Is that the right term for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we made up our own word, even though, you know, I love language. I call hemp-tourage.
Oh, wow.
I call it hemp-tourage because we're using seed, stem, and stalk, and I'm looking at the product through GC mass spec, and we're finding 500 different bioactive compounds in our mm-hmm oil. 500 different compounds. So when you use the seed, the stem, and the stalk, that's why the randomized control trials are so important, because the product has to be differentiated. I also wanted to say, I love knowing that as a clinician and as a doctor, we're separating what we're allowed to do and what you're seeing in clinical practice. One thing we do, because we want to stay with the recommended amount, we teach people about the things they can do to hack their system to improve their health, to get the most out of CBD. And we've made some connections that make perfect sense. And I know Miles Cyril was on your show, our national educator.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you get the gut, the right balance in the gut between what the Firmicutes and Bactericides, mm-hmm, you get that gut inflammation down, the amount of CBD that you need goes down exponentially. In fact, when I got a little sidetracked because I get so excited and I was talking about using our paper for marijuana addiction, our CBD for marijuana addiction,
mm-hmm,
the young man, I just want to read this, the patient was a 27-year-old male, presented long-standing diagnosis of bipolar disorder and daily addiction to marijuana. In the described intervention, the only change to the patient's treatment was the addition of CBD oil, with the dosage gradually decreasing. Let me say it again.
Mm-hmm.
With the dosage gradually decreasing. Because CBD is a modulator. Mm-hmm. It's an allosteric modulator, where THC is a direct activator. And that's why it's different.
Mm. Okay. Now, let's distinguish between the gold cap and the green label. Does the green label deliver more of these entourage or hemp-tourage components? And do you use one more for sedation and sleep and another perhaps more for an inflammatory condition or bodily aches and pains? I don't quite have a handle on it.
Well, I don't think anybody does. And having spent my whole life in the natural product industry, I mean, you may remember we had too many different oregano products and many different fish oil products, mm-hmm, at Nordic Natural. So the market does straighten it out. What makes this line different, in my opinion, and now I'm selling, is when you look at what's in the bottle, the red, the green, and the gold, the actual structure and relationship and number of cannabinoids and cofactors are radically different. So the red product is different than the green, is different than the gold. And so it's really raw, activated, concentrated. So once people get over the nervousness, the red label is the whole plant, nothing done to it at all, as you're intended.
And maybe a little less CBD per capsule, correct?
Correct. And it has not been activated, which means it works in your body more peripherally, like an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Where once you heat it and activate it, that's what the green label, so we were using that in the anxiety work, to your point,
okay,
in the because now it crosses the blood-brain barrier more,
mm-hmm,
supports GABA, and then you take 10 kilograms of that gold and you up-concentrate it and distill it into that gold formula like super-concentrated EPA and DHA. So once people see the similarity, raw is like cod liver oil, green is like fish body oil, gold is like super concentrated EPA and DHA,
mm-hmm,
you get more of the cannabinoids in the gold, more of the fat, because that makes our product very different. We're using the seeds, the stem, and the stalk, so by the time it's gold oil, half of it is fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And that carries the cannabinoids more effectively to where they need to do their work. So the gold formula is different than the green formula, different than the red. So I say it simply like this. Red is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
The green is stress.
Mm-hmm.
The gold is pain. Red is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Green is stress. gold is pain. Now, you can't say that. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're not allowed to say that.
However, I got to say that is very neat, but there's a lot of overlap among those products.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, well, there is. And that's where the clinical research, that's why I want to focus. We want to focus on peer-reviewed evidence. For example, when you said two capsules, maybe more, I can't give away non-public information, but our pipeline is exciting. Let's put it like that. We mm-hmm. will be exploring everything Dr. Hoffman said and then some, because you're right. The sweet spot will be elucidated in the studies that will need to be recreated with larger sample sizes.
Right.
So the good news is we're also a pharmaceutical company, and we know how to do that. You know, our drug is combining nicotine and CBD for smokeless tobacco addiction, and we don't get any credit for that, right? They call us big supplement, big hemp, big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not. We're bleeding edge. Cannabinoid company. But did you know that we're making a drug mixing nicotine and CBD?
I didn't even know that. And that's to help people withdraw from oral tobacco dependency? I mean, talking about chewing tobacco?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, smokeless tobacco addiction. The only drugs that are approved for that are Shantex that have black box death warnings. So we've already met with FDA. And we're already moving along the drug approval process.
And that will be a drug, that'll be a prescribed medication for the indication
that'll be different, and that's why people will get comfortable. I hate to speak over you. That's where people will have to get over what is natural.
Right. All right. You're working on a lot of very interesting in very interesting directions here. I want to continue our discussion in part two. Our listeners know we divide our podcast into two parts. We're talking about CBD with one of really the top experts in the field. Stuart Tomk, he is vice president for, what is your title here? I'm shuffling pages.
Oh, that's fine. Just vice president of CV Sciences is fine.
Okay. He's vice president of Human Nutrition, CV Sciences, and we'll return for discussing some additional applications of cannabidiol, CBD. It's all the rage. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.